Is God a cosmic clockmaker who designed and created the world and then left it to mankind to figure it all out? Would it surprise you that half of the people who believe in God see him that way? What are the dangers of believing in an impersonal, far-off God who has left mankind to navigate life without his direction? We will explore the dangers of this view and why God tells us a kingdom story that demonstrates his participation in our lives on this episode of the Field Journal Podcast.
Navigate these uncharted times of chaos and confusion with the Field Journal Podcast, where each episode we decipher the events unfolding all around us with the steadfast truth of the kingdom story. Together, we'll focus on developing an eternal perspective so we can have peace and hope despite our circumstances. Now here's your guide, Kirk Buckner.
Welcome to the Field Journal Podcast, where we observe the world through the lens of the kingdom story so we can have clarity, peace, and hope in these unprecedented times. When scrolling through my social media feed recently, I came across some interesting research that caught my eye, talking about how the majority of Americans believe in God. I decided not to just swipe past it, but dig a little deeper to understand what the data revealed. Here's what I found. According to a Gallup poll from May 2022, the vast majority of U.S. adults believe in God, 81% of Americans. Sounds good, huh? However, this is down 6 points from 2017 when they last did the survey. In 2017, Gallup found 87% of Americans believed in God. Gallup first asked this question in 1944, where they found 98% of Americans indicating they believed in God. So over a 78-year period, there has been a 17-point drop from 98% to 81% of Americans believing in God. While this decline is alarming, more alarming is what they found in their 2022 survey when asked this follow-up question. Which comes closest to your view about God? 1. God hears your prayers. 2. God hears your prayers and can intervene on your behalf. Or 3. God does neither of these. Now, here were the results. About half of those who believe in God, equal to 42% of all Americans, say God hears prayers and can intervene on a person's behalf. Meanwhile, 28% of all Americans say God hears prayers but cannot intervene, while 11% think God does neither. This makes the real number of people who believe in God, the God of the Bible, the one who reveals himself through the kingdom story, at only 42% of Americans. Why? Because God's story clearly teaches that he is active in their lives. You cannot understand God's story and not believe this is true, because the Bible does not give us any room otherwise. In my opinion, if 81% indicate that they believe in God, then 81% should have answered that God hears prayers and intervenes. The evidence of this in the Bible is overwhelming. I could bombard you with example after example, but I can demonstrate this with just two scriptures. First, in John chapter 14, Jesus is speaking to his disciples and teaching them about the Holy Spirit. Listen to what he says. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. That's John 14:16-17. And just the concept and the idea of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, God dwelling in each believer, necessitates that God is active in our lives. Then the Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Rome, makes it abundantly clear. Listen to this. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words, and he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. That's Romans 8:26-27, and Paul makes it very clear that the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to help us pray so that God hears us even if we don't know how to pray. This absolutely flies in the face of the survey of the 39% of people that would say, Well, God might hear our prayer, but he doesn't do anything about it. Or God can't even hear our prayer at all. To believe there is a God but is not active in our lives is called deism. Well, what is deism? Deism is a philosophical and religious belief system that holds that God exists but that he is not directly involved in the world. Deism sees God as similar to a watchmaker who designs and builds a clock, sets it in motion, and then steps back, allowing it to run on its own according to the established laws of nature. Therefore, knowledge of how to navigate life on earth is based on observing the discoverable laws of nature and reasoning how to apply them. In short, a deist believes that God exists and created the world, but he does not interfere with his creation. Deism became a popular philosophy in the late 1500s as a desire to answer the hard questions about Christianity. Things like, why does God allow bad things to happen? Why does God allow suffering? Or why does evil prevail on the earth? An inactive God answers those questions simply by declaring that all of the bad, evil, and suffering comes from mankind, and God is absent from the actual operation of the clock he created, to extend the metaphor of deism. If we think of deism in story terms, this is what we would get. God created, with no revelation to why and for what purpose. And then he left the scene. Mankind then is to discover the laws of nature, how the clock works by observation and by scientific discovery. Mankind then must collectively understand the laws of nature and apply them for the best possible outcome for sustainable life on Earth. Mankind's purpose in life would then be to survive and thrive. There is no end game to the deism story, other than life could go extinct by natural forces, and it's up to mankind to prevent or solve those threats because God is not active in the world's affairs. Now, there's some real problems that deism creates. One is the meaning and purpose of life is not defined divinely. There is no direction by God. It literally becomes achievement and survival because there is no life beyond the physical world. Number two, morals and ethics become determined by majority think or by those that are in power. What is right and wrong is not directed divinely, but by what culture says is right or wrong at that time. It's fluid. There is no calibration or no standard of measurement. Number three, the danger of extinction is always looming because of natural disasters, weather patterns, asteroids, solar flares, nuclear war. If mankind does not work to prevent or control these, then life could end because there is no divine intervention available. What is interesting, deism does not seem much different than atheism. It has the same problems. What good does it to believe in a God that does not care to participate or intervene in our lives? My fear is that there are many Christians who live their lives like this. They believe in God, in Jesus even, but live their lives like a deist, not aligning to the direction God has given in his kingdom story. In contrast to deism, here's what God's kingdom story provides for us. Intentionality and purpose, understanding the how and why of creation, and then understanding the end where God is going with his creation. It has a beginning of the story and an end of the story, and along the way, we understand what our purpose is in life. In the middle of the story, we have an understanding of the problems that mankind faces. We also have an understanding of the solution God provides for those problems. And yes, we've talked about it many times before. Jesus is the solution to the problems. We also have an intervention by God in the lives of those who choose the solution. Jesus said he would send the Holy Spirit. We actually receive the intervention by God. With the Holy Spirit, we have God active in our lives. Remember what Romans 8:26-27 said. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. That's Romans 8, 26 to 27. Now listen to what Paul says next in Romans 8, 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Again, that's Romans 8, 28. And did you hear all of the things that were there? This is what fills the heart, because there is hope for a future. There is meaning. There is purpose. God had made that very clear that he is active in our lives, and he provides for us the direction of life in his kingdom story. Now, where does this all go? Well, we're marching toward a time where deists will want a God who intervenes. The kingdom story prophesies that we are moving toward a greater time of chaos and confusion in the world, coming from disruptive natural occurrences. Wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, earthquakes, famines, pestilence, love of people growing cold. When those things occur, those that don't know God's kingdom story, don't believe in the solution that Jesus provides, and are not his disciples will be in serious danger. The kingdom story foretells that people that do not know Jesus will look for a savior to help solve the chaos and confusion of the world, and they will look in the wrong place. One person will emerge on the scene proclaiming to solve all the chaos and confusion in the world, but it will not be Jesus. In fact, this false savior will be anti-Jesus. It is why it is so important to know the story and believe in the King. Truth does exist, and it exists in Jesus. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. Now, as we end this episode up, I want to try to leave you with something to think about, meditate on, or pray about. Reminder, this is a good exercise for your heart and mind to move you out of your distractive world and prompt you to think about something. I want you to think about these things. Do you know people in your life that view God as far off and not active in their lives? What about you? Do you see God that way? Or at least at times, do you feel like he's not part of your life? What can you do to grow a deeper relationship with God and help others to do so as well? Think about those things. I want to thank you for joining me on this episode. Until next time, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you for being a part of this episode of the Field Journal Podcast, a production of Truth of the Kingdom. And while we've reached the end of our journey today, the conversation continues at truthofthekingdom.com. Until next time, may the kingdom story be your source of truth and hope, no matter what's happening around you.